Supporters of a downtown dog park had hoped City Council would consider a dog park at West Park this month, but the plan was pulled after a neighboring church raised concerns. Dog park supporters say they are disappointed the concerns of one group killed the plan instead of the city looking for ways to address the specific issues the church raised. John Lauder often walks his Irish wolfhounds Luca and Maddie in West Park and thinks a dog park in this location would increase overall usage of the park.
I was out in West Park looking at that site a couple weeks ago. It was a cold Saturday morning with snow on the ground. There was two or three of us there with our dogs. And the only other people we saw in the park were people out walking their dogs. I mean, why else would you go out, you know, on a cold Saturday morning unless to walk your dog? It kind of forces people to be out. So if when you have a dog park or any kind of activity that allows that, you know, you're going to activate the park.
Lauder says it seems wrong to enforce the city's leash ordinance in parks when dog owners have to drive to the outskirts of town to have a place to let their dogs run free legally. Mayor John Heath says he understands the frustration of dog owners at the pace of change. He says the Parks Advisory Commission is now looking at both dog parks and the possibility of setting some off-leash hours.
I don't think the city has looked at it in the past, but it is being actively explored at the Parks Commission, which again, this is where this impetus will come from. And they've been working on it for a while, and they had hoped that this was one of the solutions. The off hours or the certain hours, that may be a solution. Those may be the hours when there are not a lot of other people in the park, though, so it might not be the hours right after work when people get home and want to walk their dog.
Heath just says the fact Ann Arbor allows robust public commentary and listens to everyone's concerns has made choosing sites for dog parks difficult. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.